Now, the VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories. Today, we tell about the expression Tin Pan Alley. For many years, the expression Tin Pan Alley represented American popular music and the writers and publishers of songs who made it great. It was first used in the late 1800s on busy, crowded 28th Street in New York City. At that time, offices of music publishers lined both sides of the street. Music from pianos inside the offices filled the air. The music was played by piano demonstrators called song pluggers. They played and sang the songs for orchestra leaders, singers, and stars of musical plays, anyone who could use songs in public performances. One day, a reporter from a New York newspaper visited the office of music publisher Harry von Kilzer. The reporter, Monroe Rosenfeld, was planning a series of stories about American popular music. During the visit, he heard someone playing Mr. von Kilzer's piano. The piano was old and made sounds like clanging metal. To Mr. Rosenfeld, the piano sounded like tin pans clashing together. "Tin pan music," he commented. "Why," he said at last, "the whole street is a tin pan alley." Mr. Rosenfeld used this expression when he wrote his stories about the music publishing business. And from that time on, 28th Street in New York City was known as Tin Pan Alley. Tin Pan Alley is linked to an exciting period of American popular music that lasted from about 1880 to 1930. In earlier years, American publishing companies mainly dealt with serious music. But toward the end of the century, some young men decided to change this. So they went to New York City, where they could find performers to sing and sell their songs. On Tin Pan Alley, American popular music developed. From publishing companies on this street came love songs, sad songs, and silly songs. Songs that were ragtime, jazz, and blues. From Tin Pan Alley came such great composers as George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, Jerome Kern, Cole Porter, and Richard Rodgers. It was there the composers learned their trade. They learned what the public wanted and what would make a song sell. The end of Tin Pan Alley as the center of the American music business came around 1930, after records, radio, and talking movies were created. Yet the name Tin Pan Alley still is linked to the creators of popular music who got their start on the Street of Songs. This VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories, was written by Susan Cohen. I'm Warren Shear.